Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us. Week 9, day 1. I guess we're going with this hashtag moving California forward. This looks like this is happening. Entercom on radio.com. We're doing a statewide content platform focused on how we can help move California forward. California strong. It's our people. It's our businesses. It's our leaders. And we're asking you to use the hashtag moving California forward to show how you're living, what you're doing. And it's a place that you can check in to see who's open and who's doing what out there. So they're calling it Give California a Voice. Hashtag Move California Forward. So use that in your social media. All right, let's start with Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, which is actually a great place for anytime we talk about a story and we're like, oh, here, there's audio for that, or there's some photos you can check out. Like, Bryn does a great... Bryn, I think it's just you who puts all that stuff up. Is that right? Or is there some administrator...
What was the question? Sorry, I was checking out this cool website called radio.com/movecaliforniaforward. Watching some videos here.
Fantastic.
There's a bunch of cool stuff up there, videos of everybody talking about what this hashtag's all about. So,
well, you should post that to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Ah, yeah, I'll do that right now.
We're talking about the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I was wondering, actually, I mean, it looks like you're not the only one who posts on there. I'm sure Jane updates it too. And but you do a great job. I was just scrolling down through it and went, there it is, everything we
talked about
the last couple
days. I think I am the main one who is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, because there also is an Alice Facebook
page. Oh, right,
page.
Of course. Right, so you would be the one.
Right.
Did you update the cover photo?
I did.
Oh, there you go.
Yes,
there
I
it
did.
Is. I was like, oh, look, a new photo. Fantastic. Anyway, that's Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow us on there, and it's just a good place to find videos and stuff we talk about. And it brings you the Celebrity Trash, which begins with dummies. Like, honest to God.
This is the person that needs a, as you said, bitch slap?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
Oh, oopsie. Khloe Kardashian TP'd her sister's house. Like, need I say more? Like, what are you doing? You dumb head. I mean, do the Kardashians just, like, not live in the same world that we do?
They don't. And that must be the reason for their
right.
popularity.
You're right. So they live in some place where this, like, they could think that this would be
the
funny.
Weird thing, it's very similar to what we were talking about earlier. The weird thing is people will watch this, but it actually makes them mad and anxious and feel bad about themselves at the same time. Like, they look at the waste and they look at the riches, and I don't know why they continue to watch.
And the airheads that have put this all together.
You see, people are truly shaken by the fact that someone's living a life they're not getting to live, and yet they keep watching. I don't understand.
It's all
why they
there
don't...
in the title, you know. Remember, we were talking about. I think you had a fast fact: the Joneses were an actual family, like
right.
Keeping Up with the Joneses, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Don't do it, you guys. You don't. This is not. These are not the people you want to be. No. Keep up with the nice people. Like, try to outdo each other in acts of kindness and good deeds. Like, why don't we? Can we aspire to that? Why do we have to keep up with these people?
This, who knows? I'm just guessing at the popularity of it. I remember in the way back in the beginning, people were like, the only reason they're popular is because older sister Kim, is that the older sister? Whatever. Kim went out and did
middle,
a porn.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's
and
a middle sister.
That's why they're so big. And then you, 22, what? How many years have they been on?
I just don't. I mean, a long time.
So,
I mean, Kim's almost 40.
Right. So whatever that is, clearly it goes beyond the fact that Kim did a porn.
Over the weekend.
Keeping Up with Kardashians started in 2007.
Oh,
so that's 13
all?
Years ago.
I feel like it's been forever.
No.
Well, maybe we heard about the sex tape 2 years before they got
their TV and one
deal.
Of the things too, it's not just that one show. They've had multiple shows.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, they take Manhattan, they take Miami, they take a poop and people care. I mean, I don't, I just, these people.
So in the face of people not being able to get enough toilet paper and the hoarding and all the things.
And just the kind of obliviousness to what's going on. Right. Like, fine, you've got toilet paper and you've got so much you're going to waste it. Okay. It's just, there's Courtney standing outside her mansion. Like her just, I mean, even from like a drought perspective, like, you know, I feel guilty posting pictures of my lawn because it's green. Like, I, you know. What are they doing? Like, the excess is, you can't even see the house from the street, and not because of the toilet paper either. So anyway, over the weekend, Khloe Kardashian thought it would be fun to waste the one thing, you know, that's been, it's like the symbol of the coronavirus. She's like, F it. I'm going to just throw this stuff everywhere. And by the way, she probably hired people to do it for. Like, I can't even picture Khloe Kardashian out there actually doing it. She's like, oh, I got a good idea. Get me five guys and five cases of toilet paper.
I don't know. How does that work? It has to be, I'm assuming, this is my guess, that this is part of their TV show.
I mean,
this was
all
done in the name of a bit. And they do bits, and whether or not they know the lines to their own bits, that's, you know, I watched the show the one time and went, these girls can't even spit out the lines to their own life story.
Yes, it's so true. Like, they don't do anything that isn't for the camera, so there's no way that this isn't going to be on an episode. And then they'll spend a whole nother episode on the backlash from Twitter, and they'll cry and explain themselves. Anyway, Khloe stayed overnight at Courtney's place, and she teamed up with her 10-year-old son, Mason, Courtney's 10-year-old son, and they supposedly, it was them, they TP'd all the trees and bushes out front. So Courtney posted a video the next morning on Instagram calling the prank genius. Twitter disagreed, as you might imagine. A bunch of people called them out for being completely tone deaf, while so many people can't even find, I mean, they're using, you know, what they have left of their napkins and Kleenex to wipe their butts. Their mom, Kris Jenner, also posted a photo later on and vowed Courtney to seek revenge. I don't know what the revenge plans are, but it's like, okay, so we're going to fill Khloe's swimming pool with hand sanitizer. We're going to clog up her toilets with N95 masks. Like, what is the next thing? Like, else can they shove in our face that whatever they need, they get? And the rest of us, a big F you.
I don't know, but I feel like the way to end this run they're on is stop watching. And because Twitter doesn't change the ratings that they're getting. And I don't know what
if anything, we're actually just making people tune in, because people tune into stuff that they hate and stuff that they love. Like, those are what we tune into. Like, we just want to hate on the Kardashians. You know what? They're doing a great job. They seem to know that rule.
Yeah.
According to the Sun tabloid, Kim and Kanye are in trouble, which, you know, works out for them because they don't live in a studio apartment. Sources saying that they are arguing and at each other's throats during the pandemic. And she's frustrated with Kanye. He's not pulling his weight in family responsibilities. So this is not your typical suburban house or small apartment. This is a mega mansion with 15,000 square feet. Somehow they are still stir crazy because the world was their playground.
Well,
15,000 feet is very limiting.
It's easy. Look, I don't know that you're the perfect example of quarantine life, because you and John, for whatever reason, have a relationship that I don't.
And I'm wearing him down too. Like, he's making more and more. I'm getting him to come on my Instagram and stuff. Like, yes.
Oh, well, whatever.
He's a broken man.
Oh, so you're starting to fight? Okay, then so that's what I'm saying, is you guys seem to have been through a lot together and seem to work out well. And I think I get along with Christina pretty good too, and we've, for the most part, handled this as good as you can. But there's no doubt I have times where, and we were just talking about it earlier, look, I don't want to be this busy.
Right.
And she's got my life really busy right now, like incredibly busy. The choices that have been made that I argued against happened anyway. And now I'm so look, even good relationships are having frustrated moments.
Absolutely.
During the quarantine. Yeah. I'm not surprised that Kanye is on her nerves. That doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, if they came out and said, we're better and stronger than ever, I would be like, blah, 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 blah. How'd you do that?
Do they have four kids or three kids?
Four, I thought.
Yeah, okay, because they had twins. One of the sets was twins.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just thought they had four kids.
They don't have twins?
I don't know.
They have four kids. I'm not sure if they're twins.
Yeah. Well, my feeling, though, is that, you know, much like Chloe and the toilet paper throwing, Kim's got, you know, plenty of resources to, I don't know, scrub down some helpers and get them into the house. Like, I have a hard time believing they're alone in their house.
Oh, I do, too. And I don't. But I'm just saying, I'm not surprised they're on each other's nerves. We've been doing really well, but there's no question that there's some, you know, each of us has our issues with
frustrations,
the amount of work we're doing and who's going to do what next. And it just becomes like, wow, I've had here's a couple things that maybe someone can relate to. We've been in the house now for 8 weeks, 8 full weeks,
this,
right?
Yeah, this is the ninth week.
I've never spent this much time with anybody in close quarters in my life.
You're still married. So
well, and it's all good. Fine. I'm not trying to say I don't want to be. I'm just saying that I've never done that. And there are times where I get off to a little room away and play guitar or something, and I get that, hey, we're in the backyard. Why don't you come hang with us? And I'm like, all I've done is hang with you. What are you nuts?
I can't stand you people anymore.
Can't you see I'm trying to get a minute? So there's no question that it's easy to be on each other's
nerves
a little bit. Mm. So
some people are really embracing the weirdness of the world. I have a couple just stories that I went, huh, interesting. The first one is Jake Gyllenhaal. I didn't know Jake Gyllenhaal could sing. I feel like maybe I've heard this before, but there's a song, you know, I actually found myself weirdly sucked into this. It's like, it's so dumb, but also like, oh, all right. He posted on Instagram. It's just him singing along to whatever music has been provided for him. He wrote Across the Way. That's the name of this song.
All right.
A love song in the age of quarantine. This is Across the Way from the brilliant minds of two people who wrote it for him, written and recorded in 24 hours for the At 24 Hour Plays. It was an honor to collaborate with these two from across the way. If you can, please donate to At 24 Hour Plays, and then he's special thanking them and everything. But this is basically, he didn't write this. A couple musical theater writers wrote it for him, gave it to him, and he recorded it at his house. And here's what it sounds. This is Jake Gyllenhaal singing.
I noticed you played the clarinet. Day 24, you sort of waved, and that was how we met. Day 29 at 2 a.m., we both were up too late. I poured some wine, you raised a glass like we were on a date. A really nice first date. You there across the way.
This is a 4-minute song, and I swear to God, I watched 2.5 minutes of it before I went, Sarah, you have other stuff to do. Like, I'm just like, he's very, he's on a black background with an orange shirt, and his hair's kind of like long and slicked back, and he's just fully, fully in it, like embracing it. I was like, huh, well. So, Bryn, if you would, post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you need a minute of just a dude going for it, there it is. And it's a sweet little, and it's very show tuney, which, I mean, you can hear even just in that little bit there.
Yes.
I loved it.
It's not at all my thing, but I'll tell you what, I'm less and less surprised by actors who are multi-talented because often they just are.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, this is something you as a drama geek growing up in high school or going through high school, you saw that there are people who can sing, act, dance.
Yeah.
You know, they do it all. And that's not that surprising. Good for him.
I always wanted to be a triple threat. I was only ever like, I don't know, if enthusiasm counts, then I'm a singer. But the dancing and the acting, not so much.
I think I'm more surprised by the story where you hear, and not to bash on Ashton Kutcher, but he's a dude who was just super handsome. And I think the story goes he was a model out of Iowa.
Yeah.
And got cast in that 70s show on like his third try.
Yep.
Like
just, he didn't, okay.
he didn't spend a bunch of time waiting tables, and suddenly his and he didn't go to acting school, and suddenly
really?
Huh. he's just a guy who on his
wandered in and the Hollywood dream happened for
him. On his good looks alone, was able to get a tryout and pull it, and I think that's great, but that's surprising.
Yeah, and one final note here, because I liked this too, and I watched. It's not super long. I want to say, let me see if I can find it here. It's on Instagram as well. It's Spike Lee. It's like 3.5 minutes. It's a short film and it's a love letter to New York. It's start spreading the news. And it's a movie that documents an empty, tourist-free New York City under the COVID-19 stay home measures. And it's beautiful and weird and kind of stark. It's worth 3 minutes of your time. So maybe Brittany can throw that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well.
Is it like post-apocalyptic or is it?
It's just empty streets. I mean, there's cars there and it's not like there's trash everywhere. It's just a little 3-minute short film showing how empty everything is. It's all
ghost town.
It's Times Square. It's all the iconic places, and there's just nobody walking around in them. And it's weird. Mm. But it's cool. And it's, here we go. So Bryn is, there we go. And it's just, you know, iconic places and nobody's there. And he looks down, like, he'll look down a long street. Oh, here it is, right here. And it's all those walk-ups, you know, the brownstones, uh-huh. And it's just empty. And I'm going to assume that ferry that was just going by was empty. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, and then he's going across the George Washington Bridge, and there's not a car in sight. Like, that just doesn't happen. Emptiness. So we'll put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Among your usual update materials, I will also do a fast fact about New York.
Oh,
after
fantastic.
These.
Fantastic.
It's Sarah and Vinny.